Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everyone, and welcome back to The New Noise, where me and music guru Mike Howell talk about all the new releases each and every week. I'm going to call him right now. We're going to hear his lovely voice on this fine Thursday morning.
Shane, my good friend.
Mike, my pal. How you doing?
I'm great, buddy.
Awesome. This is nice. This is nice. We're doing it Thursday morning this time. Sometimes we do it more of an afternoon, evening thing. So I kind of like this waking up with Mike right now. This is good.
Yeah.
I got a big coffee here. It's a Halloween mug, even though it's March, and I'm okay with that.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's that meme that kind of floats around every year where it's like the picture of the Halloween decorations and says it's time. And it's like, it's not time, it's March. It's always time for Halloween.
Exactly, exactly. And yes, it says, trick me out. And it has like cats on it, like meow. Anyway, nice. It's a really nice, you would really like this mug, Mike. This is what I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're going to send a picture of it to me after we're done here.
I sure will. So diving in right into this episode, what do you want to do first? Are we going with news? Are we going with tours? Are we diving into records from last week? Do you want to turn this whole thing on its head and just give us the number one right now? What do you want to do?
I do actually want to turn this on its head a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit different than normal. I have been having kind of an interesting little time lately. Revisiting an artist.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if is any band that you've been revisiting lately, maybe something we've talked about, maybe something even older. Mine's from like the 80s.
I love that.
That you're just like, you know what? This band is fucking great. I'm re-falling in love with them. What do we got?
Yeah, well, I do my yearly Master of Puppets where I listen to Master of Puppets once a year in full. You know, with the lights off and my eyes closed just to...
As everybody should.
Yes, you know, things like that. However, you know, what's really interesting is last week there was a record that I know you know about, but I don't believe we talked about it, was a new EP from Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is obviously a band that has been broken up for a very long time, but this music, I don't know if this is resurfaced.
I think they're like old demos, right?
Yeah, like stuff. I never heard these songs before. I don't know if they like where they came from, and they're fucking great. And I was like, I don't know, like Neutral Milk Hotel, it turned into this weird like meme for a bit, but I went back and listened to it in the Aeroplane Over the Sea. I hadn't listened to that record in probably at least 5 to 10 years, honestly. It's a great fucking record. And, you know, so it's funny that bring that up because, you know, something that sparked my attention just from last week that we didn't even talk about, that definitely happens. And then there'll be times, you know, like, for example, I saw Bryan Adams a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I love this artist so much. And, you know, and seeing Elton John, you know, about 6 months ago or whenever that was. I love when that happens. And you know, there's, you kind of forget, like, we listen to so much new music that... Sometimes the old stuff is, well, better. It's better sometimes.
Exactly. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was going through and just kind of organizing my patch collection, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of things that I buy that will never end up on jackets. And I found a back patch and decided to go back and re-listen to Painkiller by Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
What a phenomenal record. And I went back and listened to, obviously, like Screaming for Vengeance, Defenders of the Faith. That band had just an amazing run of music.
They sure did. Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know, a band that's like, obviously everyone knows Judas Priest, like everyone knows their name, you know, Breaking the Law. It's like probably one of the most iconic, sure, hard rock metal songs of all time. Or You Got Another Thing Coming. Those are both like massive. But it's true. Like they aren't seem to put on the same pedestal as someone like maybe Iron Maiden.
Definitely.
Who you could argue that they've had as good a career. You could argue that, you know, with that and Painkiller. Yeah. I mean, I think of that as like maybe a little bit of a later in their career record.
It was.
But great record.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I mean, they're still killing it. They play places like the Masonic around here.
Yeah.
And sell it out every time, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not bigger, you know, but,
yeah.
I don't know. Interesting band. Rob Halford, obviously just a fucking total legend. And what he's done for, you know, the LGBT community has been incredible too.
Yep, for sure.
You know? Amazing. So yeah, I love that. I love that you're going back and listening to some Priest. Let's go.
Hell yeah. You ready to talk about that news though?
Let's get into the news. The new news. There needs to be like a little sound we put in here, like doo-doo, you know, like breaking news sound. I don't know. Anyway, go on.
Today on Friday, the new news.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that.
You are lucky. You get a date in Reno. I have to go to Chicago.
Reno.
You know, I'm going to be going to check out this Bloody Wood tour with Vended Orgasm opening up.
Bloody Wood is...
It's just too sick.
Bloody Wood is coming. How much American touring have they done? This band, of course, for people that maybe missed the episode where we featured them, we've talked about them a few times. This is a band from India. They do put in some like, you know, native Indian instruments and stuff into their music, but they're fucking ass beating band. So yeah, really, really cool band.
It's like new metal. It's great.
It is kind of new metal, but it's really good. Yes.
But yeah, so they've done a couple tours, like smaller venue shows and then like the big festivals, right? Like they've gotten tossed on Louder Than Life and Incarceration and stuff like that. The Danny Widmer Presents festivals.
Yep. Yep.
So it's super cool. This is coming through in May. Should be a fun time.
Yeah. Wargasm is an interesting, Vended and Wargasm supporting them. Kind of interesting.
I mean, all three of those just energy bands, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Not the kind of bill I would expect. Wargasm obviously doesn't really sound quite like that, but I guess in a weird way they do. They have a like sort of a 90s influence to them, but yeah, that's, Reno is an interesting one. That's not very close to me at all. But maybe I'll try to head over just to, you know, to Southern California for it.
Yeah, that could work too.
Or yeah,
Sacramento, no Los Angeles, days. Santa Ana.
Could do it. And I see that they're, that they are in Europe right now.
Yep.
So if you're in Poland tonight, or actually tomorrow, if you're in Frankfurt, Germany, we have lots of German listeners. They're playing low tickets. Get them now for Bloody Wood.
Boom. Another one in support that wouldn't necessarily make sense to me, but you know, kind of does work. Well, now that I'm looking at it, Seosin, 20 years and counting tour.
Nice.
Couple small shows. Support from Astronoid, though.
Oh, yeah. That is very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Not at all what I would expect. Yeah, that I would not expect them to have the same fans. But hey, for me, I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's really East Coast only. So
maybe I'll find a way.
Boston, Connecticut, New York, Atlantic City, Norfolk, Charlotte, Atlanta. Right.
Cool.
A couple places in between.
But. Cool. Well, love that. Love to see Seosin back on it and bringing out a great band.
Hell yeah. You want to go on an indie rock road trip?
I think I do.
Okay. Depending on the date, this is kind of one of those big tours where you've got the headliner and then who knows who's going to be on your date. But we've got Weezer taking out Modest Mouse, Future Islands, Spoon, Mama, Joyce Manor, and White Reaper.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of great names in there. Not that I'd expect. White Reaper. Yeah. White Reaper. Like if it was White Reaper, Joyce Manor, and Weezer, That's cool. Hey, Modest Mouse, to be honest, never really got into them, but
really,
a band I respect. Yeah.
Yeah. I also find it's interesting that the one Canada date on this tour is on the 4th of July.
Yeah. That, you know what? That's kind of common. We did that on Warped Tour before too, because on 4th of July, you know, a lot of Americans are celebrating with family and stuff. It's similar to like, you don't really play shows on Thanksgiving or shows on Easter maybe. So it's kind of a similar thing to jump up to Canada. And, up here we've already celebrated our 1st of July. That's the date that we do 4th of July, just a little bit ahead of you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Don't get me wrong. It's just interesting.
I love it.
I don't know. I would love to party at a show on 4th of July. It'd be great for me.
Yeah. We'll do it in Canada. Wear your American swag. They'll love it.
Maybe. and last kind of new news, some interesting tidings. I don't know what this means for the rest of the year or anything else going on, but Blue Ridge Rock Festival is going to have a little worship going on.
Oh?
Sleep Token's been announced.
Oh.
For the absolutely massive, insane festival that terrifies me.
Yeah, it's a crazy one. Silverstein, we did it last year. I mean, there's been all kinds of issues the last 2 years. The issue last year was not so much logistically, it was just that it rained. And that caused a lot of issues with mud and things like that. But they've found a way to put together an just crazy lineups. This will be the third year. If you're anywhere in that vicinity, it's probably worth the life turmoil to get there and check it out, because it's a pretty wild festival, and bring your walking shoes because the stages are very far apart. I mean, who knows? This year could be different too.
I always feel like with this fest specifically, just because there are so many bands and there are so many bands that I love, that I would just be like, I'm the kind of person who I'll see a song or two from a band and then I'll go see another band that's playing at the same time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that. I would be torn apart because I couldn't do that here and see all of them. So,
right. Yeah.
I'm trying to go sometime, but
yeah. It's the ultimate rock and roll music festival. That's what they're calling it. So, payment plans available, everyone. You know what that means.
Yep.
Very expensive.
But that's all I got for news. Do you have anything?
I don't at the moment. No.
Cool.
I don't.
Let's go ahead and chat about those albums of the week. We kind of had a battle of the top three with three different wolves inside of us. Mm. The angry metalcore kid, the sad pop punk kid, and the weird artsy kid.
That's right.
Which one do you want to talk about first?
Weird artsy kid.
Me too. Dog's Body, model actress.
Record of the week. Could be record of the month. Could be record of the year so far. Very, very interesting album. I haven't heard an album this interesting in a long time. There's a lot going on.
This challenging in a long time.
But not in a... It's challenging in a different way than like a metal album that's too long or something. Like this, this album is thought provoking. I don't know if you actually had a chance to read some of the lyrics.
I did.
It's wow. This is an art. This is an art masterpiece. And I gotta give it to the model actress on this. Hand it to them for what they put together. This is a pretty incredible album.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a testament to how a band can kind of reformulate a sound, because I mean, I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of stuff that kind of sounds like this post-punk, this craziness, a lot of noise rock, right? But they've taken it and they've really elevated it and made it their own while still being able to kind of put forward this awesome, like, in-depth message. It's actually crazy how intricate this is. I think, yeah, definitely album of the month for sure.
Yeah, it's super, super cool. And for people that that missed our talk last week or are wondering what this record is like, first of all, don't miss episodes. You can't miss episodes, okay? You can't skip lunch. So you got to go back and listen. But the I was getting, when I listened to this whole record, it almost reminded me of like a real underground Nine Inch Nails, like demos.
Yep.
Mixed almost with something like Cake.
Yep.
like the talking bits, obviously like Cake is a lot more accessible and jokey and fun. Well, this band's still fun, but you know what I mean? But I kept like once in a while I'd hear something and be like, this reminds me of Cake. And yeah. And not in a bad way though, but it's just such an interesting record. Like I can't, it's very hard to describe.
So I was talking with one of my friends. She also likes weird art music like this. And that's exactly how she described it as well, was Nine Inch Nails and Cake. The way I kind of described it is, you've seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know the Battle of the Bands portion where there's the two bands playing at the same time with the stage on each side of the venue? It feels like that is going on with Nine Inch Nails and Queens of the Stone Age on the other side.
Oh, that's me. Interesting. Yeah.
And then in the center, the crowd is actually made up of the fashion show from Zoolander. That's the vibe that I got from this record.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, there's not like, it's not a guitar like driven record really though.
No.
That's the thing. It's not like it's hard to call this, it's hard to even call this rock, but it is, you know, it's could talk about this record all day and still not, I think, help anyone understand what it is.
Yeah.
Just listen to it.
It's punk at its core and it's going to make you feel weird. Enjoy.
Yes, exactly.
Next up, I want to talk about this Heaven's Gate EP.
Yeah.
This thing's great. And I think also deserves like a number one spot for.
Totally. Totally.
It's perfect.
Totally. The way that the record starts, like it's six tracks. It starts out pretty fucking heavy, and I love that they kind of ease you into some of the melodic components of the band sort of on the latter half of this. Yep. And I really, really appreciate that. It makes this listen rewarding, you know, because you get through like the first three like pretty, pretty violent songs, which I love, by the way. But then you kind of, I don't know, you get this like really cool payoff when you listen through this EP, and all you want to do when it's done is listen to it again. It's really, really great. And I foresee massive, huge things for this band.
Yeah, I really hope so too. I think, man, it just combines kind of everything I love about modern metalcore right now.
Yeah.
In such a perfect way. And the singles were a really good indication of where we were.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, it's, again, it's so good. It's hard to talk about. There's no critic. Mm-hmm. I don't have a single criticism about this EP. It's just really, really good. And hopefully this band is doing lots of touring and stuff. I don't know what they're on right now, but hopefully they're promoting this thing.
I mean, they're on an island. Australia boys.
Yes. Yes, they are. But, you know, they have airplanes.
I mean, true. But definitely takes a bit of momentum to get over here still at this point in the career, I think.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll see them soon.
This is true.
Another EP that we had in our top two, There's Nothing Worse Than Too Late by Real Friends.
Oh, yeah. They do it again.
I feel like...
They did it again.
I mean, I think it's a great EP. I feel like the singles were the strongest points of what they put out, though, still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could see that. I thought the singles were really good. And it's always interesting because with this kind of music, when it's so, like, catchy and there's so many memorable parts in these songs, it's like... When you listen to the singles, like I probably listened to them 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
It's like they just jump out right away when you hear them on the album because you've heard them so much. It's like they're designed to be so catchy. Mm-hmm. But then there are, I don't have the record here right in front of me. I forget one of the songs is like, I think the best song that wasn't a single.
Damage is Done.
That's a great song. Yes. So yeah, no, I really like this. Again, I think my only criticism is I would love to see them extend this out a little bit, do something a little more, maybe experimental or a little more interesting and turn this into a full length.
Yep.
A band that has this history, and I know they're newer with their new singer, but still, they've already done the EP thing. We should be getting full-length records from this band. This is what I want as a fan of the band. Mm-hmm. I'm sure their fans would agree. Not that there's anything wrong with putting out a 7-song banger of a piece of wax like they did, but I would love to hear, you know, just this, you know, extend it out a little bit and kind of like maybe see some other ideas formulated into, you know, something a little more, I don't know, just a little more long form, I think would really be great for this band.
Yep. I agree. I don't know. It might be one of those things where it's just we get an EP every year and that's great rather than an album every 2 years. But we'll see, right?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Just looking at the discography, because sometimes like these things elude me. Once in a while, I'm like, wait, they put out a record when? Mm-hmm. And looks like, yeah, Torn In
2018 was the last one.
Right. Yeah. So I guess
Torn In 2 is an EP.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So yeah, no, it is kind of time for a full length, guys, I think.
Yep.
I think it's time. All good. All good though.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about from last week?
Not overly.
Mm-hmm.
Not overly. No, you?
I'm looking through the singles, seeing if there's anything that I really wanted to talk about real quick. But no, I don't generally. I think we're pretty good.
I talked about Neutral Milk Hotel already, so yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. That Covet song is an absolute banger. Everybody needs to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. That band is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, cool. Moving on. Let's go to our top albums of the week. And what do we have for the people this week, Mike?
Yeah. So I got five this week. Nice. We're going to start it off with an EP, very similar to Heaven's Gate. They're also from Australia, Sydney specifically. This is the new EP, Memoria by Inertia.
Yeah.
I tossed the entire thing in our little playlist here because it all came out. I think it's a fun EP.
Yeah. Cool. Newer band, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't believe a very high monthly listener count, an emerging That's artist, but really good. And I think this band has a very bright future.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, I don't want to be too hard on the band because they're newer. The only thing I would say is that maybe it's a little formulaic. And maybe you feel a little bit like you've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
However, I cannot deny the talent that this band has. Vocalist sounds amazing all over this thing. Some really cool technical prowess. And yeah, I think that, again, I'd love to hear a full length, see what they can do.
Yeah, I think it's really similar to other bands kind of coming out of Australia right now in metalcore, bands like Mirrors and Pridelands, where they've all kind of got a very similar sound, but that sound is also very good. So it's blending together, but yeah, it's still awesome. It's emotional. It's got some cool breakdowns and some fun riffs. It just happens that they're all using kind of the similar box that they're pulling from, right? But I still think it's good. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of know like, okay, it's going to start with this sort of like sound, you know, oh, it's like sort of synthy little like mm-hmm. vibe shift. And then it's going to go into like a technical part and, you know, and there's going to be a yep. little screaming part in there. And then, you know, it's a little bit, to me, it starts to get formulaic and some of these bands start to sort of meld together in my mind on, oh, which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, this is a strong effort and a well-deserved number five on the list.
It's like back in the day when all of the gent bands had structures, volumes.
Right. Yeah. Like yeah,
it was
right.
All the plurals.
Exactly. And I still sometimes confuse those bands because they all kind of came out at the same time.
Oh, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Number four.
Kind
of changing it up. We've got a collaborative EP
mm-hmm.
Rather than a split EP. This is one where both bands have worked on every song together. It is Full of Hell and Primitive Man. You could not get a larger kind of chasm between genres with grindcore and doom metal.
Yeah.
But I think that this kind of working together, they're really playing to both of their strengths. The kind of discordant, doomy parts, the fast parts. These two singles were great, and I'm really excited to hear the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Full Hell, kind of known for like shorter
mm-hmm.
Bursts of energy and more of a grindcore kind of thing, where Primitive Man is longer songs, doomier stuff. What's interesting, I thought, is that these songs remind me way more of Primitive Man than they do of Full of Hell.
I agree.
Right off the bat. So I'm wondering if we're going to get some shorter, grindier bits Or if this is kind of going to be more in the long format, Primitive Man style. Mm-hmm. But regardless, no, this is quite interesting. Pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
Spooky. And yeah, not for the faint of heart. Like don't put this on expecting to hum along and tap your foot. This is going to actually like rip you a new one because this is fucking intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a ton of feedback. It's just super heavy and
very noisy. Very noisy. Yeah. Yes.
It's, and you know, I honestly kind of like this format and I hope that it is kind of all longer, more Primitive Man songs with bits of Full of Hell kind of like scattered within them. Right.
Yeah.
I think it's setting up a really cool soundscape that way.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know, with the collaboration, I do want to hear both bands on each song. And so far both singles have given that to me.
Yeah. So absolutely. No, really interesting release and something we don't have. Almost never do we really have a collaborative mm-hmm. EP. Like I think of the, yeah. you know, the Converge, Chelsea Wolfe, Blood Moon, was it? Yeah.
Yep.
I think of that or something like that. But other than that, not really all
I
mean, that.
I think of, what was it? Metallica and Lou Reed.
yeah. yeah. We all know how that worked out.
There are more poor experiences than good ones. So
it's true. It's true. No.
Tentative.
So this is, no, I'm not tentative about this one at all though.
Oh no, not this one either, but generally is, tentative about collabs.
It can be tough, but no, this is really, really good. So there we go. Full of Hell and Primitive Man together at number 4.
All right. Coming in at number 3. Out of Santa Cruz, California, the new record Time Will Take Us All by Entheos. I got this record in on Monday. I've spun it 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely great. And I think the singles don't really do it justice because it's a super technical record and really flows well together. But I also think the band's not reinventing the wheel on this. I think it's like a solid 8 out of 10. Nothing crazy ingenuitive. I love that they're bringing some clean vocals into death metal and some kind of more progressive elements than I think the bands had before. But it's like right in their wheelhouse and I think it's really good.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with all of that. I did think the sort of, the clean vocals over, you know, stuff that sounded like it shouldn't have clean vocals, but it worked was a little bit interesting. I'd be honest, I'd never heard of this band before. So, this is cool. How they've been a band since, looks like 2015 is the first release. So I'm a little bit behind. I got to catch up on Entheos. Album, so. Yeah. I got to catch up on Entheos and find out what they're all about.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz, California doesn't seem like much of a death metal community. I don't know. I think of like surf punk or something like that, but you know,
maybe hardcore.
Maybe. Well, they're on tour with Archspire right now. So
yep.
Love that. Love to see it.
And Whitechapel, isn't it?
I think this is just Archspire. This is in Europe.
Okay.
I see.
They both come back Brussels for the Whitechapel tour.
Right. So there you go.
Cool. Number 2.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. Can't Swim. Really excited for this record.
Really good.
That first single, I Heard They Found You Face Down Inside Your Living Room, is kind of the culmination of everything I've ever wanted from Can't Swim.
100%.
I like the other two singles, but one.
So I got the entire record. I actually spoke. Ooh. I spoke to Chris yesterday. He's going to be on the podcast next week. So I absolutely love Can't Swim. I always feel like they've been a little under the radar. Obviously it's kind of an interesting like story how the band even kind of came to be. I don't know if you know this, Mike, but Chris used to play drums for Trash Talk. And he was in a bunch of hardcore bands around New Jersey, New York, like starting when he was 12 years old. And he taught himself to play guitar and made some demos in his bedroom. And those ended up in on the desk of Jake from Pure Noise Records. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Cool.
For their 4th album coming out today. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. And I really love that about it. You know, when someone works hard and just really just focuses on their art and they end up with this like pretty cool career. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool to see. But just to give you guys some spoilers on the EP, absolute ripper all the way through.
On the album, you mean?
On the album, yeah. Did I say EP?
Yeah.
I said EP. I know it's not an EP. I said EP because part of my notes is it's pretty short. This is a 10-song record, probably clocking it at barely 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's quick. Like, it's before you know it, it's over. But the best part is you get to listen to it again because, yeah, I think this is our best album. Mm-hmm. I love the production on this thing. I think Chris, who has a very unique voice, shines all over this thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Lyrically, it's great as well. Kind of darker than I was imagining this record being from Can't Swim. But overall, this is a really, really great release. And a band that's also on tour right now with Free Throw. So check them out.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. We're starting to come to this point where there are bands that we have talked about twice on this show.
Yeah, that's right.
Change of Plans, I still think is a great album.
Yeah.
And
it was a great album.
I think that the band has really kind of taken this entire back catalog they have, right? Three records, two or three EPs, tons of different sounds, anywhere from post-hardcore to hardcore, metalcore, pop punk, anywhere in between. And they have really finally dialed in and found the sound and the music that they want to make.
Yeah.
And I think that that shows on this record because you can just feel the passion and the joy that's coming from these guys making this music and how much they care through the record.
Yeah, 100%. No, 100%. No, I think you hit the nail on the head. And yeah, this is a band that's they've experimented with their sound a little bit, mm-hmm. which I think is important to do because you have to remember, like, this band didn't spend years like as a local band, like crafting their sound and making EPs or whatever. It was like, dude wrote a couple songs, got signed, and here they are on the road.
Yep.
You know? And so we've kind of watched them experiment and grow and come into their own, you know, over their, mm-hmm. You know, their four albums and their EPs and singles and stuff. So it's great to see where they've landed right now. After what it's been like 7-8 years, they've been a band. So it's incredible. It's really, really good to see. Yeah.
I mean, I really love that though, because you ask fans of the band and they're like, you're like, what's your favorite Can't Swim release? Almost everybody has a different answer.
Yeah.
That's
a good sign. Mm-hmm. That's a really good sign.
I think it's going to very quickly all be this record though.
So. I think so too. All right. Well, that's Can't Swim at number two. We are going to get into the number one release of the week right after these words from our sponsor, OYERex.com. That is Open Your Ears Records. Check it out. And we're back.
We are. So, are you getting that number one?
I sure am.
Cool. So I put together our little playlist of singles, and I always wonder, is Shane going to be able to pick out what number one is? And I think this week it is quite clear which record I was going to go with. It's the new record from London, UK, or London's own, I guess, Haken. New record, Fauna. One of the coolest up-and-coming, and I say up-and-coming, they've been a band since 2004, right?
Yeah.
But they just keep getting bigger and bigger.
They do.
They're progressive rock, progressive metal, a refined dream theater. It's catchy, it's intricate, it's progressive music in a fun way. I don't know how to describe it other than that. This band's so good.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah, and I see that they're co-headlining with Between the Buried and Me, mm-hmm. which is in Europe. So, I mean, I think that's kind of a good place to start. They kind of have the, like, definitely Dream Theater. It's hard not to compare them to that because they do have that very progressive technical sound. But I like that they're aligning themselves with someone like Between the Buried and Me, because in a way they have that kind of fun sound. Like Between the Buried and Me is really embraced over their last couple of albums. And overall, this is just a really great band and something that feels a little easier to digest in some ways than some of the progressive metal out there, which is maybe why the band's popular. That could have something to do with it. But yeah, this is absolutely great. I didn't know they were from London. Mm-hmm. I just assumed they were from mainland Europe, but that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. You don't hear a lot about like progressive metal UK bands really that I can think of.
Well, I mean, Sleep Token.
I guess so. Yes, I guess so.
But no, this is, I think these singles are awesome. I also think it's really kind of hard when we have kind of like a progressive release here that you can tell when you're listening to the singles, kind of everything is intermingling to talk about the album as a whole. I think we're going to talk about this a little bit more next week once we get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And kind of listen through it and how it interplays. Because that's honestly, in my opinion, where progressive metal shines. It's not in singles. It's not in playlisting. It's when you toss on a whole record. So I'm really keen to hear this. I think it's going to be a masterpiece. Plus, the album art is a chimpanzee in a suit. So that's just cool.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, and it's Haken, spelt like Taken, but with an H, in case anybody is wondering what we're like. Is there a W in there? How do you know? It's like Haken, Taken, Haken, H-A-K-E-N.
Yeah.
That is the band. That is our number one this week. You want to do a quick recap before we get into some HMs?
Sure.
All right, let's go back to number five.
Got the new EP, Memoria by Inertia.
Number four.
New EP, Suffocating Hallucination by Full of Hell and Primitive Man.
Suffocating Hallucination. Wow.
Isn't that great?
That sounds about right.
Very descriptive.
Yes, that sounds about right. Number three.
The new album, Time Will Take Us All by Entheos.
Yes. Number two.
We've got the new record, Thanks But No Thanks by Can't Swim.
And the number one album, of course.
Bono by Haken.
There we go. There's our top five. Yes, lots of stuff there to digest. Very diverse again. And let's hit up the honorable mentions.
Yeah, so honorable mentions. I've got three albums I want to talk about real quick. Black metal band Enslaved has their new record coming out. That should be kind of fun if you're into that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a technical band or technical deathcore, prog deathcore, whatever you want to call them, band called Viscera. They are putting out a new record. It's kind of weird to me because they're very proggy and very technical, and the singer sounds like Jamie Josta.
that is interesting.
Yeah, it is a weird combo. And then there's a new album from Acres, so make sure you check that out as well. I just honestly don't know the band enough to talk about them. We'll probably talk about it next week, though.
Okay.
New EPs. I got two. One from Earth Groans. Hardcore band, right? Should be a good time.
Yeah.
And one from this cool pop punk band that I've kind of been paying attention to called Shower Beers. They're exactly as goofy and nonchalant as you expect.
Okay. I've not heard of Shower Beers. I'm making a note of this to check this band out because that is
very old school Blink vibes, right? Who else would I even compare them to?
Yes. They have songs such as Drunk With My Friends, I'm Sober. They only have four songs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very new then. Very fresh. 4,100 month listeners. There you go.
On the fans also like, it says Goalkeeper, Young Culture, and Action Adventure. So there you go.
All right.
And then the rare deluxe album mention on the show.
Okay. Yeah, it is rare.
Imminence deluxe album, Heaven and Hiding. Very excited for this. Band kind of always does this about 2 years after the album comes out. It means we're probably getting an album next year.
What is this? We don't talk about deluxe albums very much. What is this one going to have on it that makes it worthy of an honorable mention?
The fact that it's Imminence, right?
Oh, okay. but are we getting new songs? Are we getting other versions? Are we getting other, you know, what are we getting?
So there was one new single, right? That we've already heard called Jaded. Let me see. We're getting another, the reimagined, version of Temptation, which is all in Spanish.
Oh yeah.
We're getting three acoustic songs, four live songs.
All right.
And it's just beautiful packaging too.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Plus it's just Imminence. It's Imminence.
It's Imminence. So good. It's Imminence. Yes.
From Sweden with love.
Sweden's finest.
Some interesting featured bass stuff. Phase One, new song with Void of Vision should be fun to hear.
Yeah, love Phase One.
Void of Vision blowing up at the moment too. And our good boy, Nothing Nowhere, featuring Will Ramos of Lorna Shore.
Yeah.
I am so keen to see what the hell this song is about.
it's probably going to be pretty intense. I'm really excited for this batch of Nothing Nowhere material. That's, yep. Has there been an album announced yet?
Yeah.
There is an album coming, right? Do we have a date?
Yeah, it's coming in like March or April.
Okay, so it's coming soon. Yeah, I should really know this since I'm on it. But yeah. I'm really excited. Just some of the features have been so super cool. It seems like he's just doing whatever the fuck he wants. And Will Ramos, that's going to be interesting.
Yep. New song from Metallica. Do you hear it?
I haven't heard it. No. I don't know how this one slipped past me.
It's kind of mid. I'm not gonna lie.
It's kind of mid. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I've been feeling okay about the new Metallica song so far, and the production's been good. Mm-hmm. But I will check it out. But yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. You know.
Yep.
If darkness had a, and then I don't see the rest.
Sun.
If darkness had a sun. Okay.
Yeah. S O N. Like James Hetfield is the son of darkness.
So Oz is the prince of darkness and James is the son of darkness. That somehow works out. Yes.
We'll take it. Another one of your favorite bands releasing a new song, Portugal the Man.
Are they one of my favorite bands?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I think I've heard a couple of their songs before. Oh. On the radio.
No, Pedro the Lion, that's one of your favorite ones.
Yeah, yes, Pedro the Lion is. Portugal the Man, I've never thought of those bands having similar names, but they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Country, man. The person named the animal. Sure, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, they both start with P, too.
They do. And no, obviously, yeah, Portugal the Man, I mean... What a powerhouse band they've become. Like, I remember when they were this sort of weird indie rock band on Equal Vision, and Equal Vision didn't know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, here they are with a billion streams of Feel It Still. So pretty crazy.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
Pretty crazy. But yeah, they got a new song. Okay, I'm always interested. Mm-hmm. They've done some cool stuff over the years.
New song from Hollywood Undead off their upcoming deluxe record.
Okay.
I haven't heard the song, but we'll see.
We'll see. I thought their last, I know we disagreed on their last record. I thought it was pretty good.
We did. Aggressively mid. Hawthorne Heights, new song.
Okay. Yeah.
Should be fun.
The best is yet to come for the band. I mean, I'm telling you, they just, their releases are getting better and better and better as they age. Mm-hmm. It's really good to see.
Yep. I like the writing. The Word Alive, new song. Very curious to see what this band sounds like now.
With the new members and everything, yeah. Obviously, yeah, it's Tyler, guitar player, leaving the band. I believe he was a pretty big contributor to the writing. So we'll see.
Yep, for sure. Kingdom of Giants, new song. Should be pretty interesting as well. This is a band that's been kind of dormant for a little bit. I'm interested to see what these new songs sound like.
I misspoke, by the way. I meant to say Tyler... As an ocean, joining the Word Alive.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
That's what I meant. Yes, sorry. But just so people don't think I'm like, they're like, what? Okay, yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wherever you were, Mike, please keep going.
Linkin Park, another song off the Meteora 20th anniversary.
Oh, shit. Is there another one?
Yeah, there should be.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Wow. They're pulling more. I thought it would just be one song they're pulling out of the vault. That's crazy.
No, it's like a 4 LP set for the 20th anniversary thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. So do we know how many new songs are going to be on this thing?
I don't off the top of my head.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I was, you know, it's funny, like, I felt pretty emotional listening to that song. Mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting, like, how the feels kind of came back. You know, hearing Chester sing on something new was kind of wild. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Unearth, new song, announcing a new album coming out in May. Should be pretty fun.
Yeah. Just a band that, in my opinion, never misses. And really were pioneers of metalcore. So yeah, I'll always listen to new Unearth stuff.
For sure. New Cradle Filth song.
Oh, yes.
See how that goes.
Yes.
New song from Same Side, fun pop punk. Some more fun pop punk, Drug Church. We got a new song.
Right on.
As well as Bearings. Should be a good time.
Yeah.
I like the new Bearings song. I think it's pretty good. It's short, but it's good.
Good band. Very good band.
New song from Celestial Sanctuary. We love thrashy death metal. It fits the bill perfectly. New song from Chamber, absolutely awesome hardcore band. Make sure you check that out. New song from Dead Lakes, awesome up and coming metalcore band. And you remember Paleface?
I do.
We're already getting a new song from them.
Let's go.
But they've changed their name to Paleface Swiss just because there are apparently a lot of pale faces and that's what they've wanted to do. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're Swiss, so.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just kind of like a little on the nose. You know what I mean? But I guess, hey, I guess now they'll know, they'll differentiate, and that can be important.
For sure. King Yosef, new single. Very excited for this. I think he's a very talented producer and his solo work is just absolutely great.
Yeah.
Very excited for this record that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
New song from our boys in Under Oath.
Ooh.
They've signed to a new label. So I'm not really sure if this is just a, hey, we had this one in the tank, or it's a, we're on a new label. Here's a new song. I don't know what's going on.
You would think just, you know, from the music industry thing that it would have to be a new song, like contractually, because if you recorded something from the last record, you'd think that that one would be owned by the previous.
It'd have to be a deluxe.
Yeah. Previous label or whatever. So this is probably new. I saw the announcement. I thought it was interesting because I hadn't heard of the label before.
Yeah, the label's an interesting one. They're very subtly, like, have a lot of cool bands.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. That's really great.
MRNK, I mean, heavy, right?
That's really great. Yeah. I
recommend RK.
I think Under Oath's been on a great streak since they've come back with a lot of really cool stuff. And yeah, this is great. I mean, especially seemingly the label seems to have their back and kind of letting them do whatever they want. And I like experimental Under Oath. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for it if they want to do something weird.
Yeah. So for those not aware of MNRK Heavy, they're kind of more of a for the bands label, where they're kind of take a hands-off approach more than anything. But they have bands like 68, Avatar, Black Label Society, Body Snatcher, Enterprise Earth, Fit for an Autopsy, I Am, Judas Priest. It comes full circle. Look at that. Pop Evil, Sodom, Royal Tusk, Callous Dowboys are involved with them. Within the Ruins, The Contortionist, right? So not a huge label that has a ton of bands, but a lot of cool bands on here, especially band like Escuela Grind and Auras, super awesome underrated band.
Right on.
But the last single I want to talk about, new Svalbard, baby.
Ooh.
I love Svalbard, and this song is everything that I love about this band, and it's so good.
Yeah, Svalbard just, it's been a little while since we had music from them, am I right?
Yep.
And yeah, it really, really...
They're signed to Nuclear Blast now.
Okay, nice, nice.
Great for them.
That is great. Yeah, I feel like they need a little push, and I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're talking about, yeah, last record was 2020. That's right, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, great band. Really, really good. So I'd love to hear that.
For sure.
Beautiful.
That's all I got this week.
Beautiful. Well, as always, plenty to listen to, everybody. And if you can listen to all that stuff and come back next week and you do your homework, then you'll be rewarded with more new music.
Oh, I just got news. The Linkin Park single's delayed till next week. Sorry, everybody.
Okay. Well, no problem.
I'll remind you then.
People were going to be refreshing their computers for it.
So oh, for sure.
They will be anyway, I'm sure.
It happens.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for another great list. And as always, everybody, we will be back next week. And don't forget to add Mike on Instagram at Slappy Slam, because the whole list and more is there.
Hell yeah. Big things coming soon.
Love it. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. See you later, bud.
Bye.